there's a second part to this ordinance that you might be interested in, so I just thought I would explain it to you. In 1963, Congress passed the Equal Pay Act, and the whole point of it was to make sure that people are paid equally. But there's been tons of loopholes through the years, and so in 1998, a representative from Connecticut proposed the Paycheck Fairness Act, and this has a lot of different parts to it, but the main three parts are the first part, as Councilman Callahan said, that you cannot ask for wage history in an interview. The second part, and this is the part that is the amendment to the councilman's initial ordinance, is that you cannot punish people for sharing their salaries within a company, because that is another way of traditionally suppressing wages. There can be no retaliation, no retribution, no, you can't sign, you can't put in a contract that someone is prohibited from sharing their wages with anyone else in the company. And then the third part has to do with mandatory disclosure to an overarching body to show that your wages are equal, which really isn't relevant or doable in a city Bethlehem size. So the amendment that we added was to include the prohibition against retaliation for sharing wages within a company. And the biggest difference between these two parts of this ordinance is that one applies to people who are being interviewed and technically don't work for the company. This second part of the amendment is for people who are within a company already and may hit a ceiling or something and not be aware of it because, or not hit a ceiling, but are not realized that they are not paid equally with by the same job as their co-workers because no one's allowed to share salary information. So that's the genesis of the second part of this ordinance and the amendment that was approved in committee the other night. Thanks very much.